guys, Ed Dyer here. Welcome back. Yeah, we took a little bit of time off with just a lot of busy stuff and the summer happening. So things just got a little crazy. So also celebrating, we're coming to episode 50. This is episode 49. So the next episode is 50. So we've also been trying to plan something special for the, not 50th anniversary, but the 50th episode. Just trying to put ideas together as to what's going to work, what can work and whatnot. But hey, it's great to be back. Just want to let you guys know also before I go on with this episode, I'm also excited that we'll be back again this year to the annual Festival of Witches and Psychic Fair this October in Sleepy Hollow. That actually takes place October 21st to the 22nd. There's going to be psychics. There's going to be all sorts of witchcraft, Wicca, tarot card reading, all kinds of stuff going on and things you can buy. Awesome stuff that have to do with the metaphysical, the paranormal, and things that all fall there in between. There's lots of stuff that happens. If you guys want more information, just go to www.festivalofwitches.com. And like I said, that's in Sleepy Hollow. So if you guys are anywhere near the Sleepy Hollow, New York area, come on down and enjoy. If you're in the other parts of the country, sorry if you can't make it. We will be there and I will be recording and interviewing, and we will do look to be doing video interviews because I do have some other ones. I know we had some issues where we filmed some stuff in some of the events that had to do with psychic and paranormal stuff, and some of the footage got corrupt. I'm not going to say it was paranormal reasons, but it's odd how some footage was fine and then other footage from the same day got messed up. I have no clue, but we've been working on trying to get as much of the footage back together so we can put on some more videos, but I'll let you guys know as that happens. Also looking forward to the Halloween season, which more or less kind of just started. It's funny because it kind of does start along with the back to school season. But yeah, so all the kids are out there buying their stuff for school, looking for notebooks, I'm busy in the shops looking for skeletons, monsters, and all this kinds of this and that kind of things. It's quite interesting. I know the parents probably are giving me the weirdest looks because I am walking sometimes with family members, young family members, and they're thinking we're looking for stuff for school, which sometimes we do. If we can find a werewolf on a notebook, we'll buy the book that has the werewolf on it. But anyway, today's episode, we're talking about this movie I just saw. If you guys are following on me on social media, that's Is Ed Dye Dead? Or even the Ed Dye podcast, just Ed Dye podcast on Instagram, on Twitter and Tumblr and all this and that and Facebook. If you're following, you would have seen, I actually watched this movie just recently. It actually came out this past, or just recently, literally, not October, August 18th. It just came out, released here in the States. I watched it. I actually really enjoyed it thoroughly, through and through. I enjoyed the movie from the beginning to the end. I thought it was a great film. I definitely do recommend it for anyone. And it's funny because I did post about it, and I think the filmmakers themselves, one of the accounts, which is TMP Movie, the Monster Project Movie, asked me if I like it, go ahead and give them a review. Well, I'm giving you a whole episode. I'll see if I get around to doing the written review though, guys. Now, just right off the bat, just wanted to tell you, don't get this confused with this other thing called The Monster Project. This is The Monster Project, a movie. It's a monster movie film. The other Monster Project thing you might find if you try looking online, it's a project where kids draw monsters and then professional artists take the kids' drawings and recreate them to show the kids what the monsters would look like in real life. While that's really interesting and it is to do with monsters, I would say definitely check that out because some of the monsters are really not creepy, even falls more along like the psychedelic funny looks from the way the kids draw. I mean, these are like 5-year-old kids drawing monsters with 5 to 8 hands, sometimes like 3 eyeballs. There's an eyeball and a kneecap, but that's besides the point. Anyway, back to the movie itself, The Monster Project, which should be available now on Amazon, iTunes, YouTube, Google Play, and more. Definitely something I want you guys to check out if you get a chance. The movie is actually written and directed by Victor Matthau, which I found interesting is the fact that he's the director of this movie. And in the movie, there's a female character who actually shares the last name as him. Actually, her name is Muriel, using the same name as the actress herself who's playing the character. But using the director's last name, I just find it interesting considering she at one point ends up being the director of this documentary that they're filming. Now, all right, so let me tell you about the movie. This movie, as it's broken down online, this is how it's described. Aspiring filmmakers find three cast members who claim to be real monsters. Filming in an abandoned mansion, the production soon becomes a nightmare as they reveal their true forms. Now, what monsters? These guys actually get a hold of a skinwalker, a vampire, and a demon. And the way they get a hold of a demon, it's not like they called Helder Conjuring. They actually have someone come in who says they are possessed by a demon. And this is all done in the found footage format, which I know a lot of people have been getting bored. And I'll be honest, I'm not even bored. I'm getting annoyed with all the found footage movies that keep coming out following literally the same formula, just giving you jump scares a lot. And I'll be honest, a lot of these movies don't even develop the storyline. It's just kind of here, let's just point a camera over here, we'll make a monster. Now, these guys gave you a backstory. There's even backstory to the monsters in this movie. And it's funny because they give you just enough so you get what's going on, but it also kind of leaves me wanting more. I'm actually curious more about what the background to these monsters actually are. But like I said, the director was Victor Matthau. His past works include a bunch of short films, which I haven't seen. I actually do want to see if I can get a hold of some of these and watch. He's got some stuff coming up. Most recently, he's got two projects called Carnyville and Scary Nights. So if I enjoy this movie, so I actually look forward to seeing when those are available, because I would definitely like to check those out. The movie itself is basically running around four characters, more or less, really two characters most of the time. But the first actor that's in the movie is a Justin Bruning, which he might have seen him in Good Behavior and Grey's Anatomy. Not exactly a horror background. Toby Hemingway, who was in the movie In Time, that recent movie with Justin Timberlake, which is interesting. But if you go back to 2006, he's actually in the movie The Covenant. If you don't remember what that is, that was kind of an all-male version of the Craft with the girls. Only this is all boys happening, I believe, in an all-boys school. That's all I'm going to say about that. It's an interesting movie. It's fun. And actually, when you watch it, it kind of feels like you're watching the pilot episode of what could have been a TV series. I really felt there could have been more with that movie, but that's over 10 years ago now. Muriel Zucker, who I said was in the movie, she was in something called Wait, The Last Days of Limbo, and something oddly entitled Ocean's 7-Eleven. Which I would actually be interested in checking out just based on the title alone. And then the last guy, who you don't see as often, he's actually playing the camera guy, Jamal, and based on his real name, Jamal Kizeri, I'm not even sure how you say that. He actually only has three credits to his movie on IMDb. Just completed, he has The Dead List and this movie itself, The Monster Project. And the only other thing that's listed there for acting is a TV show called Sex Sent Me to the ER. And that movie's listed as a TV documentary. So I don't know how real or whatever, but if you guys have time and are interested enough, feel free to look it up and let me know. Now, I don't want to give away any plot points to the movie, because I definitely think it's something worth watching. And there are points in the movie that, if I say too much, it's going to give too much away and ruin some of the buildup on the suspense. But like I said, the background story to the monsters themselves, I thought very interesting. They get touched upon lightly, but it's enough for you to get what's going on. The monsters they get, it's a skinwalker who the guy himself, the way they do the film him, I thought was quite interesting, because at no point do you actually get a good look at him right from the start. At any point, even when they meet up with him in the daytime, you just don't get to see his face. And I guess that's all part of the fact that with skinwalkers, and they even mention it in the movie, usually they don't, people from the Native American culture, they don't talk about it. You don't discuss it. It's a taboo thing, not just to like think about it. You don't want to even say it out loud, because in fear that you might bring attention to yourself from the skinwalker who might now come after you. In the movie, it seems that The guy who is the Skinwalker apparently is Native American himself. You never get a good look at his face. And he seems to be what looks like a police officer on the reservation. So it's interesting how, as a Skinwalker, technically he would be an evil monster that goes around hurting people, but he spends his human daytime stuff as someone that protects people. It's a very interesting oxymoron. Like I said, there's story and thought put behind these monsters, which I don't have a problem that they didn't go in deeper into it. I thought it would have been cooler if they did go deeper into it. Maybe if they make a sequel, a follow-up, guys. After that, there's the vampire who, interesting enough, they make her a tattoo artist, which part of the storyline, they say how she sleeps during the day and she's up all night doing tattoos, which I'll be honest, most of the tattoo artists that I do know do live that kind of lifestyle where they're not usually up and around when the sun's out. The look of the vampire was actually quite interesting. It's a very normal, normalish looking at first, but then things change as the movie progresses. And then the young Asian woman that comes in, she brings a demon. It's not a demon that comes just knocking on the door. It's a young Asian girl who says she has a demon inside her. What I find interesting on that is what I really felt they really could have gone a lot more with it is that lots of Asian cultures, and most of you people, if you guys watch the Asian horror movies and everything, you do see that the Asian with Japan, Vietnam, China, and all that, all those places, they have different views on what demons and ghosts are and what they can and can't do. So it's a whole different culture from what we're used to here in the United States seeing these paranormal entities doing, which I thought would have been interesting if they really got into that and showed more. I mean, they could have, for all I know, and they might have cut it out, but I really think there would have been a lot more interesting stuff if they showed more with the demon. But being a demon, there, after a while, like if you've seen The Exorcist and lots of other possession movies, it gets interesting, but after a while the information, or like the way what you can do with it, gets stale. But that's what I liked about this movie, that it wasn't on just one monster, it was a mix. And it's funny because when you describe the movie, like I said on my initial Instagram post, it starts off almost like a joke. A skinwalker, a vampire, and a possessed woman walk into a bar. But in this case, they actually walk into a giant mansion, because the movie makers, the guys who are doing the found footage, because they're looking to make it like a documentary. So they basically get a hold of an old, decrepit-looking mansion to film inside of, because it would look cool if we're doing real monsters. And anyone that knows filmmaking, the aesthetic to whatever you're filming adds the mood to what the scene is. The movie actually had two interesting twists happen within it. I don't want to say what they are. They both occur more or less later on in the film. One of them is a big twist with the ending, but even before then, there's another twist that I found quite interesting. It had to do with the demon, and it was something that I definitely liked because it was it was one of the only times that I can say you get to see psychological warfare, psychological manipulation from a demon to a person. Like I said, I'm not going to give you specifics because I want you to check it out. Interesting about the movie, it was actually done. It was backed up using Kickstarter. I don't know if they got all the money from Kickstarter, but they do have a Kickstarter page. And apparently with 124 backers, they raised $20,590. The Kickstarter page is actually still up. I'll actually put a link on the page. If you guys go to isedidead.com and go to episode 49, you'll see the links, because I want to give you a couple of links there. But the Kickstarter link is there, and they have some clips from the movie. There's behind the scenes footage. There's tons of information about the movie, the movie's production, people who were involved in the movie. You see them filming stuff. There's an early form of the trailer. It's more of like a teaser of like them making the movie. Lots of stuff for anyone, for you filmmakers, to get an idea. And there's even a great quote on the page there about how if you want to make a good movie, you don't have to raise millions of dollars. And this was a good movie. And if that was the budget that they used, the $20,000 that they raised, I am very impressed because the makeup on it was actually pretty damn good too. And if you go to their Instagram page, like I said, you can actually look them up. They're on Instagram, Twitter, and Facebook under TMP Movie, because that stands for the Monster Project Movie. They have pictures, information, video clips, all kinds of stuff that you see. It's quite interesting. I know on the Instagram, they even like put posts having to do with like, I guess, influences from other movies and other people and characters and stuff, which is kind of cool. So it's not just check us out. They're showing where the ideas and inspiration came from. Now, what's cool about this movie that I also like, and I'm probably saying that a lot, I mentioned on my Instagram post how it reminded me a bit of Adam Green's Digging Up the Marrow, because both movies are technically like found footage and both have that kind of documentary feel, only because in Digging Up the Marrow, it's supposed to be he's doing a documentary, where in this one, they were doing the documentary and shit went wrong. But both take on the whole found footage / monsters are real idea and run with it in a way that other movies I've seen that try to use that same idea just get stale and kind of you feel like, oh, I've seen this before, like I know what's going to happen. With Digging Up the Marrow, I did find it very interesting. The twist, not just on the way it was filmed, but the storyline I thought was great. And the same thing with this one. The fact that, yeah, you're taking three monsters, a vampire, a demon, and a skinwalker, which to most other people, if you don't know what a skinwalker is, just think werewolf. And you put them together to make a different type of situation. It's not just the one monster hunting this person. And the fact that it's not just a stalker movie, I'm coming after you, this and that. The fact that there's a whole storyline, and it builds too. And what's great about the movie, it's also listed as an action / horror, because being that they're in a mansion, like just like the tagline or whatever said, how they show their true forms. Well, these evil monsters are going to do some evil shit, and evil shit starts happening, and you're inside a giant mansion. There's a lot of room for you to run and to be chased in. And there's lots of doors and walls to be broken down and broken through. I thought it was great. And the other thing about the movie was how they switched back and forth. You did have regular footage, and then you did have like the night light where everything looks kind of green footage, which I thought was great. So it wasn't just all watching in green, but it also, because of that, it also lend itself to making some great visuals for the posters and stuff. If you guys saw my post, it looks great. It's not black and white. It's like black and green. And I thought it was great. And I wonder if they made multiple posters, because they did have different pictures I see. Although the one main poster that keeps coming up seems to show the vampire. If you guys seen the movie, let me know what you think. If you haven't seen the movie, definitely check it out. Like I said, it is available to rent online on like Google Play, iTunes, and Amazon and all that. Check it out. Let me know what you think. I am thinking I might actually write a review if I can get my thoughts together enough after this. So find me on Instagram, Facebook, or whatever. Find me, myself, is EdDieDead. I'm on Instagram, Twitter, and on Facebook. If you want to look for the podcast, it's just Ed Die Podcast. That's on Twitter and on Facebook. Send us some information. Let me know what you guys think of horror movies, what horror movies you think I should check out, new or old. Make me a list. Let me know what to see. Or if you guys actually have been in touch with a skinwalker, a vampire, or a demon, let me know what your experience was like. Also, just to end off on an interesting note, I just wanted to say that I myself, as a person, Ed Die, and as a character and everything, have no affiliation to any companies that do any publications or anything. So anyone who has put anything out, it has been put out without my permission and has done so illegally. Just letting you guys know that there is something out there that is out there without my consent, but things happen. Anyway, guys, keep getting scared. Keep looking for the things to scare you. Stay in horror. And let's look forward to the next episode, episode 50. We'll be celebrating something. Thanks, guys. I'll talk to you later.